Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, April 9, 2009. Israeli troops injure a Palestinian man near Jerusalem, and right-wing groups try to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Soldiers shot and wounded a Palestinian man on Wednesday, who allegedly tried to snatch the weapon of a soldier near Hezma village, northeast of Jerusalem. The man sustained injuries to his stomach and was taken to hospital in the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The army reported no injuries amongst the soldiers, and that the incident took place while soldiers were operating in the village. Groups of right-wing Israelis on Thursday tried to enter the courtyard of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's old city. Palestinian sources said the Israeli police did nothing to stop them, as they made three attempts to get in. Firstly in the morning, then again at midday, and for the third time in the afternoon. Witnesses said the extremists were disguised as Palestinians. The Palestinian Committee for Jerusalem said that local activists and youth will now have a full-time presence at the gates of the mosque to prevent further incursions. These tend to happen during Jewish holiday periods, such as this weekend's Passover festival. In related news, the Israeli military announced on Thursday a total closure of Palestinian areas of the West Bank until the 18th of April because of the Jewish holidays. Meanwhile, another order was issued in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, which will mean that the Ibrahimi Mosque will be closed to Muslim worshippers over the weekend as well as on next Monday and Tuesday, again because of the Jewish Passover holiday. Internally, Palestinian security forces arrested three supporters of the Hamas movement in the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim, including a man who was released on Tuesday from an Israeli detention facility. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you from Dave Thompson and Ghassan Banora.